Your Rhythm and Praise, 94.1 Health Highlight, brought to you by Parkview Health.
Rhythm and Praise, 94.1. I'm Mo Moss, and I have registered nurse and director of perinatal at Parkview Health, Kathy Detweiler, with me today. We'll be talking on the topic of infant mortality and maternal mortality. Kathy, can you give us some context on infant and maternal mortality and how it's impacting minority communities?
Infant mortality is the public health metric that we use to measure the health of the community. For an infant, it is from the time of their birth until their first birthday. For a maternal mortality, we look at the metric from the time of conception all through pregnancy up until the baby is a year old. Minority families are struggling with this loss of their family members about 2 to 3 times more often than our white families are struggling with it. It's a devastating loss to lose a mom or a baby to a whole family and sometimes a whole generation.
Two to three times more.
Two to three times.
What are some of the racial disparities that are causing infant mortality?
A lot of the disparities have to do with different communities and their social determinants of health. So social determinants, or now they're being called social drivers because they're really not predetermined, but things like your zip code, where you live, how easily it is to get to the doctor's office, how easy it is to make an appointment. People who don't speak English as their primary language have a harder time making appointments than those of us who speak English, just because the people on the other end of the phone speak English. So there's a lot of different challenges that different communities will face, and then they experience healthcare different than other communities.
And if we're more knowledgeable on this subject, it can help us in our journey. So what are some of the leading causes for infant mortality? And we'll talk some of the leading causes of maternal mortality.
The leading cause of infant mortality is still prematurity. A lot of that has to do with the perinatal risk. So perinatal is before, during, and after pregnancy. Complications that come out of the pregnancy, some of them were pre-existing. So if you have heart conditions, diabetes, other risk factors before you get pregnant, and then pregnancy compounds those complications, those babies are at higher risk of dying. Sometimes they're smaller, sometimes they're born too soon. There are genetic conditions that really moms don't have a lot of control over. Some of infant mortality is safe sleep death, sudden unexpected infant death that happens when the baby is 1 to 6 months old. So some of the statistics are more pregnancy related, some are infant related. When we're really talking about maternal complications, those are things that her blood pressure, her heart, pre-pregnant health is going to have a big impact on her postpartum health. Maternal health is a lot of mental health. The overwhelming causes of maternal mortality in Indiana and honestly across the country are really related to mental health. So our accidental poisonings and overdoses, homicide and suicide are killing more of our moms than most people think of. When you think of maternal mortality, you think of a pregnancy complication or you think of dying in childbirth. That's actually a very small percentage of the moms that we're losing during labor and delivery. Overdose, homicide, suicide are the top three killers of moms.
Wow. No, you're right. That's not the first thing you think of. So today, when we're talking infant mortality and maternal mortality, obviously, we're talking mom and we're talking baby. And a big conversation in minority communities and women of color is being an advocate for yourself. So what are some things that minority communities or women of color can ask their doctor when it comes to first infant mortality, and then we'll talk maternal mortality?
The best way to get a healthy baby is to have a healthy mom. So moms that are a healthy weight, that have managed blood pressures, if you have a diabetes or another chronic condition, that's well managed. Taking prenatal vitamins, healthy relationships are important. We need to build the village around families before they start. And having a safe, nurturing environment is always going to be best for both the mom and the baby. For mom's optimal health, we want to start prenatal care early, even while mom's thinking about getting pregnant. We want to make sure that we are getting her, all of her chronic conditions well managed. Start taking prenatal vitamins even before you get pregnant, and having a plan for managing the pregnancy and postpartum.
Well, thank you, Kathy, for your time and knowledge today.
That was your Rhythm and Praise 94.1 Health Highlight, brought to you by Parkview Health.